A's and Nationals closing out their series on Sunday with a score tied by 3, setting up second and third, one out. Ryan Zimmerman faces Ryan Madsen.
And here's the pitch by Madsen on the way. Swung on, ripped to left, deep in the corner, right down the line, and gone in a three-run home run. And the Nationals, that quickly, have taken a 6-3 lead. Ryan Zimmerman delivers his 16th home run, and he hooks it inside the foul pole down the left field line. And the 2-2 by Frankie swung on and drilled the right center way back in, no doubt. And now it's an 8-4 ball game. Matt Wieters jumped on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Frankie Montas and sent it well back into the seats in right center. 8-4. Here's Michael Taylor as the pitch by Montas is swung on. Hit to deep left field. This is way back. Davis turning around. He will watch, and that's back-to-back home runs. 9-4. They've hit 3 homers in the last 2 innings.
To account for all the runs.
First pitch from Montas. Number 6 for Taylor. And 9-4. Here's the 1-1 delivery, and swung on and drilled to right. Harper going back at the track, turning around. He will watch a grand slam. Do you believe this inning? 11-10 Washington. This could be, and I'll qualify it by saying it still could be, one of the all-timers. And a 1-1 pitch, a grand slam to right field, a dead right over the head of Bryce Harper off the bat of Matt Joyce. It's now 11-10, and the 2-2 pitch to Lowry on the way is swung on and popped up. Playable third base side, foul territory. Rendon, the third baseman, is there. He makes the catch. The A's with a valiant effort here in the ninth inning. They score 6 runs in the ninth, and they come up 1 run shy.
Washington improves to 5-1 on their 9-game West Coast trip after an 11-10 survival of the A's. Tanner Roark picks up the win. He's 6-2. Oakland wastes a good start from Sonny Gray, going 7 innings, allowing 4 hits, 3 walks, and 3 runs, all earned. The A's have dropped 7 out of 9 following an 11-10 loss Sunday as their 6-run ninth inning falls short in a comeback. Here's A's manager Bob Melvin.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball really well today. And going in, you know, against that lineup, you better throw the ball well and you better locate and you better have most of your pitches working. So really, there's only a couple hard hit balls off him the whole game. One of them obviously, you know, ended up being costing him a couple runs right there. But other than that, he threw the ball really well. That's just the type of game where, unfortunately, the couple balls that get hit hard are ones that make a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, with their closer on the mound, I mean, it shows some grit. You know, you come back that far, you'd like to get one or two more, but, you know, it leaves a better feeling from a game that looked like it was a blowout to a game that, you know, we're in it to the last at bat.
Joyce has really been struggling to get going. What are your thoughts on his game today and what that might do for him?
Yeah, I mean, walk, hit, certainly the grand slam, you know, confidence-wise for him, you know, he's a guy that we signed for a reason, and, you know, you like to have some length. With 3, 4, 5, 6 been pretty good for us, but he's a guy that we feel like really can contribute. So hopefully, you know, this was a big game for him moving forward.
They're right back on the field Monday. They stay home to start a series with the Blue Jays.